listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to tell you how to create a new foundation to change your life. Welcome back to the second episode of the Create What You Speak podcast. I'm really excited about this episode today, you guys, because this is where it's at. If you can grasp this concept I'm going to talk about today, this is where you're going to start to see change in your life almost instantly. Instantly, I can guarantee it. I can guarantee it because I've done this, I know it works, and I know you can do it too. So in episode one, we talked about if you want to change your life, you have to decide what you want, right? No more living on the sidelines. You have to decide what you want and you have to be ready to take action on that. And if you're listening to this podcast, the kind of change that you want isn't going to come just by sitting there waiting for it, right? And I think as women, especially, a lot of times we think the thing that we want is just going to present itself, right? Like the great job or the great guy or the, you know, whatever it is, it's just going to randomly show up one day. And I remember really thinking this in my 20s, like being in a period where I was bored and I was restless and I was just like, well, this is it? Like, this is all there is to life? I just exist day in and day out. You know, and back then I had no idea of any of these concepts or any of that stuff. But I remember being so frustrated with that. And I think I see that in a lot of people that I talk to or people that I interact with, they're just waiting for something to show up. But that's actually not how it works. We get to decide what we want. We decide what we want and we go after it. We get to create our own reality and we get to do that with whatever it is that we want in our life. You can apply any of these principles to anywhere you want in your life. Okay. All right. So how do we do that? How do we create a new foundation in our life to get what we want? And I'm going to tell you, this is going to sound simple, but if you stick with me, you're going to see that you're going to see where I'm going with this. So in order to create a new foundation to change your life, it all starts with your thoughts. It starts with those thoughts that you're thinking from the moment your feet hit the ground when you wake up till the moment your head hits the pillow at the end of the day. You have to change your thoughts if you want to change your life. And to begin this process of changing your life and changing those thoughts is the foundational work, changing those thought patterns and you know, and everything that goes along with that. That's the foundational work that you do, and everything from here on out builds off of that. And when I was going through the changing my life, honestly, I had no idea this was actually what I was doing when I was doing it. But as I looked back over the last year and a half or so, I can see that this was the biggest catalyst for me for my change. This is where it started. This is what began my process, and this is how I started to get what I want in my life. And so, okay, so if this is new to you, you're not, you know, maybe used to thinking about things this way, you may be asking, why are my thoughts the foundation? So why are thoughts such a big deal? I mean, you know, we think them all the time. Most people, we don't think that they're any, you know, that they matter that much, but really they do. And they matter because our thoughts create our reality. Anything in our life starts with a thought. Anything that we get, anything has to start with a thought first. And we are always manifesting all the time, good or bad, whether we know it or not. And we are that powerful as people, as humans, that we can literally create what we want based on what we think. And it really is that simple. I mean, I didn't make this up. This isn't, you know, something that I just pulled out of the air. This is based on universal law. And if you're not familiar with what universal law is, it's basically the laws of the universe that keep the universe flowing. And you may know the most popular universal law, which is the law of attraction, but there's a lot more. And, you know, you don't actually have to believe that this is happening, but it is, and it's going to be happening with or without you. So it's one of those things that if you really want to start changing, it's a good thing to pay attention to. So I'm going to put a resource in the show notes here for a book that'll tell you a little bit more about this. It's called The Health and Happiness Guide to the Universal Laws, and it's written by Bonnie Sachs, S-A-X. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. But if this is something you're interested in, I definitely recommend checking out this book because it's a pretty short and condensed book that'll give you a lot of information on this. Okay, so I want to tell you how this works. If you are ready, and I know you are because you're listening to this podcast, if you're ready to change your life and you want to create a new foundation with your thoughts in order to do that, what I'm going to tell you, the first thing is to do is you have to stop that loop that's going on in your head. The loop that's going on in your head right now, the loop that has been going on in your head for however old you are, it's that many years of those of constant thoughts. And so, all right, let's talk a little bit about what I mean by that. So you have, okay, so if you're in a situation where you want to change, you're not happy with something and you want to change it, you have to stop thinking the same thoughts that got you what you didn't want and retrain your thoughts to be something new. And again, you know, you may be thinking, that's it, that's all I have to do. You know, wait, that's just too easy, you know, because we love to solve problems and make things harder than they have to be. But what I'm talking about here is changing a lifetime of thought patterns that are influenced by our family, by our friends, by, you know, how we grew up, by, you know, our coworkers, any human advertising is another one. Any human action or interaction in our life has influenced our thoughts. And so if you think about now where you make decisions from, if you're making, you know, if you have something that you really want really bad, right? And you're making a decision maybe from fear or from anger or from, you know, desperation, something like that, you're only going to get results that match that. Okay. So if you've been doing things and you're not getting what you want, that in order to get the new thing that you want, you have to start to shift your thoughts and change the way you view that in order to line up with the thing that you're wanting. And so when you change your thoughts, you're changing the foundations of what you think and ultimately your beliefs around that. So our thoughts and our beliefs go hand in hand. And that's not shocking, right? That's pretty obvious. But this is how you start to shape and create your days, by changing this loop in your head. And that's why it's so important to make a decision and know what you want, like I talked about in the first episode, because those decisions are your guide. You know where you want to go. And by knowing that, you're going to start to replace your current thoughts of negativity and, you know, the loop that's going on in your head that's getting you what you don't want. You're going to start to retrain that so that you can get what you do want. And so we're going to use that list that you wrote out from episode one when you decided what you wanted. And if you haven't listened to that first episode, please go back and listen to that, because it's really, really important for you to get really, really clear, make some decisions, decide what you want. And then we're going to be able to use those to shape your thoughts and change your days going forward. So please go back and listen if you haven't listened to that first episode yet. Okay, so I want to give you some examples of how I changed my thoughts and foundationally what I believed about myself and everything else in my life to get my new life here in Nashville and my new, you know, all the things that went along with this. So back when I was going through my change, I'm just going to refer to it as my change, because I, if you know from listening to episode one, how I changed my life, completely blew it up and have a brand new, wonderful life now. But I used to start my day where I had commute about an hour one way, and 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how, you know, how traffic was. And so, I'd get up in the morning and I'd start immediately when I got in the car, I would run down this list of these thoughts. It was like just this looping, this tape going on in my head about all this negativity, like, the guy I was dating at the time, why is he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? How is this going to work? Why isn't so-and-so doing that? What am I going to do about this? You know, the problem solving, the fretting, the wringing of the hands, the nonstop negativity. I used to go through this all day. I would start in the car and then it would carry on all day long. So this is how my days went from the moment I woke up till the end of, you know, when I put my head on the pillow. This is how my days went. And that left me filled with so much anger and anxiety. And by the time I got to work, and I was just pissed off, and I was just all the time. That's how I felt, just totally like unhinged would probably be a good word for how I felt most of the time. And so when I went through, you know, and I'd had enough and I was like, fuck this is not how I'm going to live. I cannot do this one more day. I just can't do it another day. And that's when I go back, when I talk about when I made my list of what I wanted. So I knew what I wanted and I knew what I was going through in my daily life, and they were not aligning. They were not lining up. And so what I had to do is I had to start changing my thoughts to line up with what I wanted. And so here's how I did this. I would start when I got in the car in the morning, and I would start going down that loop of, you know, the negative thoughts, the on and on and on. This is what I would actually say to myself in my head. I would say, nope, that's not how my life is going to go. My life is going like this right now. And I would instantly do a pattern interrupt and stop that tape in my head. And I would say, nope, that's not how this is going to go. My life is going to be, my life is like this. I have this, I'm in this kind of relationship. I have this kind of job. I'm working with these types of people. I went back to that list that I had made and I would refer to that. It's just like this internal battle going on with myself, but I was like, no, that's not what we're doing. That's not how this is going to go. In this new reality, this is how it goes. Everybody else can line up and get in place because this is how this is going now. And I'm going to tell you guys, at first, it was uncomfortable. It was weird. It was like, what the fuck am I doing? Is this like, what is this? I've never even heard of people doing this. I don't even know. But for some reason, that was what resonated with me. And that's what got me into my new thought pattern, how I could change things for myself. And sometimes, you guys, I had to do this like, you know, a million times an hour. I mean, these thoughts were coming at me. These thoughts were like slapping me in the face and like hanging out in front of me, like taunting me, like, oh yeah, right. You think you're going to change. You can't change. This is how you are. This is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to be till the end of your life. You know, no. And I would sit there and in my mind and constantly having this internal battle. Nope, that's not the way my life's going to go. That is not how it's going to go. And I would do this all day long. I would look in the mirror when I went to the bathroom and I would tell myself, this is the life I'm creating. My life has X, Y, and Z. And again, referring to the list of the things that I wanted. If I was sitting in meetings at work, it was the same thing. I could probably be looking at somebody, but chances are I'm thinking in my life, nope, I'm not working with a person like you anymore. The people I work with are like this. I'm not sitting in meetings like this, wasting my time anymore. Nope. This is how this goes from now on. And it even got to the point, you guys, where I had a bracelet that had just beads on it. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular. It just had beads on it. And I would start, if I started freaking out and getting all anxious, I would go and I would, on each of those, I would just twist the beads in my hand, you know, touch one bead at a time. And I would start saying the things that I wanted. I want a life that has this. I want to date this kind of guy. I want this kind of job. I want to live in this kind of city. I want my social life to be like this. I want these kinds of friends. On and on and on. I was relentless with it. Relentless with it, you guys. And that's what you have to do. You have to make a decision to the point where you're like, no, that old shit is done. I'm done. That's not my life anymore. This is my life. My life is this now. I'm creating it, and this is how this is gonna go. That old stuff, that old programming, those old thoughts are going to want to hang on for dear life. They are. And it may be something where, you know, you have to actually just keep reminding yourself that you can have these things. And we talked about that last time in the last episode, how when I wrote out what I wanted, I wrote, you know, I want X because of Y and I'm worthy of it. I can have this, right? So I had to keep kind of telling myself, not kind of, I did. I had to tell myself, I could have that. I could have whatever it was I wanted, and that I was safe and that I could just keep leaning into this and it was going to be okay. And it's like I said, awkward, weird. It doesn't feel normal because you're used to having some old way of thinking and some old way of doing things. And so when you feel like you want to die, that's probably when you should lean in even more, because this is going to bring up so much shit for you. It's going to bring up so much like of these, the voices in your head and other people are going to be coming at you. And you gotta learn to just, you know, block all that out. You got blinders on. You're going towards your goal and that's it. That's the only alternative here. That's how this is going to go. And you know, another part of this, why this is so, I think, feels so awkward and so weird is because we can't see the road. We don't know how the road is going to unfold. Right. And that doesn't mean the road isn't there for us, but we like to control. At least I do. I mean, I love to control. I mean, that's my job and my day job. I'm a analyst. And so I love processes. I love certainty. I love surety. And in our lives, you know, we don't always get that. And that's not the point of life. We can't control it anyway, even if we thought we could. So we can't let the negativity rule us. We can't let the negativity take over. And so foundationally changing your thoughts is how you create your new reality. So I want to give you another example of how I'm doing this now literally this week in my life. So we talked about on the first episode about how I changed my life and my career, money, you know, social life, just living in general, it totally changed my life. But the one holdout area in my life is relationships, dating. That's my thing. That's what's been my thing. So that's the last holdout of the old life that I've carried in here. And so that's what I'm changing right now. And I kind of hesitate even telling you guys a story, but I want to be real with you. And I want you to know that I'm doing these things too. And I've done this before. That's why I can talk about it, because I know it works, because I've done it. And I have the proof. I literally have the proof of a new and amazing life just to show that this works. But so as far as the relationship part goes, I met somebody this past weekend who, man, you guys, totally knocked me off my game. Like, I did not see this one coming, like, at all. Like, this person came into my life. We spent like 4 or 5 days together, like crazy. Like I felt like I was drawn to this person like a magnet. Like, I just, like, it completely caught me off guard. We spent like 5 days together. He was in town. He doesn't live here. He's coming back into town soon though. And then when this person left, I was like, holy shit, what just happened? Right? Like, what, I had the most amazing time with this person. I mean, literally the most amazing time. And now this person is gone. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh my God, like, what do I do now? Right? And so my mind wants to go back into this solving, this fixing, or, you know, trying to figure it out. Like, what do I need to do? What's my, you know, completely crazy, like anxiety ridden. Like, then I started to feel like shit, because I'm like, no. This is not good. This is how you push people away, right? When you go from having like the best time ever and then you start flipping out and trying to control everything, that's not how this works. So I literally sat down and had to do this week with creating a new thought loop in my mind. I literally did this because my mind was going through, like I said, trying to solve and fix and plan and what is this, and identify it and protect myself and make sure I'm going to be safe. And is everything going to be okay? You know, and all that kind of stuff. And we can't plan that stuff. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. But what I did this week to get myself out of that is I started to change my thoughts about it. And here's how I did it. So here's what I did. Here's my new loop in my mind. So I was feeling really, scared isn't the word, but I was feeling very vulnerable. Vulnerable is probably the word. And for me, vulnerability from old programming and old patterning for me is that's when I would shut down, or I would, you know, back off, or, you know, not do what I normally, you know, not be all in. And I don't want to do that now. I want to be all in. So the way I retrained that thought in my head was I'm leaning in, right? I'm leaning into what this is. I'm letting it be what it is. And then I'm letting go. I'm letting go of expectations. I'm letting go of my need to control it. I'm letting go of having to fix it and solve it. I'm letting go and letting and be open to what comes to me. And then I'm trusting that I called in a great person, and that I trust the universe. I trust the universe knows what I want and also what I don't want, but I've been focusing on what I want, and I trust that the universe knows that. And I'm open to this. I'm open to whatever happens. I don't have to control it all, but I'm open to what's to come. And then with that, I believe that I can have it, right? I believe in the goodness. I believe that, you know, I can call in a great person. I believe I can have this. I can have this with a great person. I can have a great relationship. And then also just remembering to have fun with it, right? Because I think we get so wound, so tight, you know, we want to grip on and white knuckle it, that we forget to have fun. But the fun is a part of it, right? We can't lose that, especially in a relationship. Cannot you lose the fun? And then also the loop. So changing the loop is also knowing that I'm worthy of having all this, right? I can have this great thing. I don't have to figure it out. I don't know what's going to happen, but guess what? I'm open to it. So I'm leaning in, I'm letting go, I'm trusting, and I'm open to what's possible. I'm open to all the possibilities. And I believe the universe is going to surprise me. And I believe that I can have fun with this, and I'm worthy of all of this. So you guys, that's what I did this week. Went through this, retrained, just kept relentless with this when this negative shit just kept coming up. And I'm going to tell you again, this feels really backward and awkward. Like, it was like I was having this internal battle with myself. Like, I was fighting, my head and my heart were fighting. Okay. That's kind of how it was. Like, my head wanted to be really analytical and solve the problem and fix it and know, okay, so this is X, Y, Z. Where my heart was kind of like, no. Just come with me. Come with me. Let's not try to fix and solve. There's nothing to solve right now. All you need to do is show up. You've done this before. You did this when you changed your life, and that's what you did. You showed up. You showed up where you were supposed to be when you felt called. You didn't have to fix, you didn't have to solve, you didn't have to plan. You just were there and you were open to it. And so I'm telling you all this, and I want you guys to know I'm doing this too, okay? What I'm telling you, I'm going through this myself, but I know it works. I know it does, because that's how I changed my life. And so in order for you to do this, so in order for you to apply this to your life so you can change your foundation, the foundations of your thoughts, I'm going to say this until the end of time, but you have to be really, really clear on what you want. So you have to be super crystal clear. What is it that you want? And then when you start to go down, go down that path of these negative thoughts come up, you have to be able to shift those thoughts into, no, that's not how my life goes. My life goes like this right now. I'm calling in this type of relationship, or I'm calling in this type of job, or I'm having this kind of experience in my life. That's how this goes for me. Not this other shit that's been going on for years of the negativity of you can't have it. And you're because so-and-so said it, or somebody told you 10 years ago that you can't sing, you're not a good singer, so you don't want to go for that audition, whatever it is. Foundationally, we change our thoughts, we change our life. That's literally the bottom line. And so what we're going for here with a lot of this is what this feels like, right? So if I think about my experience this past weekend with this person I met, it felt so good, you guys. It felt so good just to be with this person, to have so much fun, to experience this, to meet somebody who was, made me feel this way. It was awesome. And I loved it. And so tying how you feel, how you want to feel to what you want can also be helpful when you're working through this, when you're figuring out what it is that you want. And your mind is always going to go back to wanting to try to control it. It is. That's normal. And so don't get too, don't beat yourself too bad over that. Just shift it. When the control thoughts come up, just shift it. Nope, not doing it. We're going this way this day. We're going to think about this today. We're going to think about this. And I promise if you start to do this, you're going to notice a shift really quickly, really, really quickly, probably, less than 30 days. I mean, it may, I don't know. I mean, I can't give you a time frame, but it's going to be really fast, because what you're going to start to notice is that once you make these changes in your thoughts, your behaviors are going to be different. You're going to show up differently. You're going to present yourself differently. New experiences are going to come up. You're going to have a totally different outlook on your life, and things have no choice but to be different for you. And so ultimately, like I said, what you want is to get a new set of thoughts that you can instantly go to when that old shit comes up, and that's your new foundation. Those new thoughts are your new foundation. That's what you wake up thinking of in the morning. That's what you wake up going to bed thinking, that's what you go to sleep thinking about, is these new thoughts. And like I mentioned, you have to be relentless with this. It maybe you're doing this a million times an hour, and that's okay. Maybe you need to do it too. Whatever it is, whatever you have to do, you've got to be relentless with this. You cannot give up. And so, like I said at the beginning of the show, this is where it's at. Foundationally, changing your thoughts, this is how you change your life. And so what are you going to do to create a new foundation in your life? What thoughts are you going to change today? How are you going to do it differently? How are you going to wake up, and how are you going to change what that loop is in your head every day? So let me know what you think. Send me an email, SloanFremont@gmail.com, or find me on Instagram and let me know what you think. Tell me how you're applying this in your own life and how it's working out for you. Okay, guys, so to close out today's show, I have the perfect song for this topic I was talking about with relationships. It's called The Heart is a Muscle, and it's by, let me find it here, it's by Gang of Youths. And so I want to point out this verse that's here at the end of the song. And please, I'm going to link to this in the show notes, but please go back and listen to this song, listen to the words, because this song is applying perfectly to the example I gave you about relationships in my own life. And here's the verse. It's verse 3. It says, "I will not hurt like this forever. I'm responding to the call while there's speakers in the outfield blasting out my favorite song. I will not play this out discreetly. It's real and unashamed. I'm human now and terrified, but want it all the same." Oh, you guys, I love this song so much. So Gang of Youths, The Heart is a Muscle. I've got a couple resources for you. The Health and Happiness Guide to Universal Laws by Bonnie Sachs. And then I have another book I think that you really will like. It's called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. I read this a while back. Absolutely love this book. It helps you with letting go, the whole letting go. And because I know that's a big part of changing your thoughts is letting go. And so I really love this book and highly recommend it. So that's all for this week's episode. I can't wait to hear from you. I will talk to you next week. The speakers in the outfield blasting.